Back this morning, we had an excellent time in Texas. The first part of the time was just simply goofing off and enjoying the time with some good friends there, and we actually had to do some work the last part over the weekend, but the Lord is gracious, and then to bring us back safely as well. Just want to say a special thanks. It's a tremendous thing to go away and have everyone just kind of step in to do things and do everything as well or better than it was done when I was here. So it's a blessing to have Hank preach and just to hear the good report of that and the encouragement that that was, and have Ken do communion to so many other things. That's the way a healthy church works, and I am just overjoyed at the faithful men and women who step into the positions to work and lead. So just want to say thank you for that. We're going to read from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, actually chapter 11. So if you'll stand with me. Now, I have read this before, I think about six times up till now. This is the last time I will read from this particular text to continue on in our series of worship, but I'm kind of hoping that I've kind of snuck in some memorization on you, and that as we start to read this, it's already flowing from your lips when you hardly have to look at the text. And it is my hope and prayer that vast portions of Scripture will ultimately be like that for you. There wouldn't be any better one to commit to memory than this, because it really encapsulates everything that we have studied in Romans and really everything that we will. And it is our passion for this year and our goal that we would be worshipers of God. And so I'm going to read this text, and I hope, again, it just flows from you, Romans 11:33 through 12:2. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be given or might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Please be seated. About 9 years ago now, I was working as a youth